Hello and welcome to the Social Media Driving Licence Podcast. I'm Andy Priestner.
And I'm Angie Fitzpatrick.
We're joined again today by Dr. Shima Barakat, who tweets about entrepreneurship as @ValuesDoc. She's the Research and Teaching Fellow in the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning here at Judge Business School. Shima, hello again.
Hi, Andy.
We're here today to talk about live tweeting. How are you going to define that for us quickly, Ange?
Well, live tweeting is tweeting at an event to increase the reach of that event, the number of people who can attend virtually, and also to provide some kind of record of the event for discussion later.
So I guess what we want to hear from you, Shima, is this a useful activity?
Well, I've been on several sites of live tweeting. So I started off by following live tweeting while I was at an event. And I always enjoy seeing what other people are getting out of what's being said or done around me. And if I hear or read something interesting, then I can always respond, engage in a conversation, or even put a name to a face when we're then meeting in at the coffee sessions. Sure. I've never actually invited someone for coffee during, but it's been suggested to me, and that sounds like a good idea. I could say, oh, well, you know, would you like to meet at the coffee break? But I have seen people and said, oh, I've seen your tweets, and it's a great starter for a conversation, yeah. Because then I've got a picture and something to talk about. I've also been at an event where that's been tweeted about, for then people to say, oh, yes, we saw the pictures, we know this was said, this was done, or so on. So people that pick up a conversation with me at a later stage, or not at the same event. It was days later where people will say, oh, we've read or seen that with the live tweeting. And more recently, we've had a very organized live tweeting activity with the Information Center about an event we were running. And given that that was the first time the Twitter account for that group was set up, we went from zero to 60-something over the space of 3 days.
Followers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we were absolutely thrilled with the way that went. And we ended up also being able to do a Storify piece because we had all the tweets. So we had the intellectual content documented from the event, the Twitter followers built, and the record, and something that we could put out as a piece to send out. So it kind of looked like a media piece just with the Twitters in pics. So it worked on many levels.
Yeah. So, and you were live tweeting from this event. How was that?
What was interesting was I knew absolutely nothing about entrepreneurship. In fact, I spelled entrepreneurship several different ways that day. But I was able to pick up, not just from who I was listening to, but the other people live tweeting in the room, I was able to pick up a lot more about the subject than I ever thought possible. We used pictures as well, which I thought worked really well. So there was an opportunity to photograph students working or the outcomes of their work or really pertinent slides. And that went out to my followers, who are not librarians necessarily, are not entrepreneurship candidates, but they were interested. And it's something about the medium of Twitter, because it's short and snappy, is that it's really easy to dip into and out of, whether you're a specialist in that area or not. Yeah.
And that was great, because even if you were not at that event, you really got the key messages, and with the pictures, you could put that in a context as well.
Yeah, because a lot of us are visual, and we need that too. The context. So are there any downsides to it, Shima, that you can think of?
There's the one that we all fear, but it hasn't happened to me yet.
Yeah.
But you have no control over live tweeting, and you can just imagine that someone someday is going to start saying some horrible things and they just go out to the ether to everyone at an event then and there. But I haven't. It hasn't happened to me, nor have I been at an event where it's actually happened.
I guess the issue comes in when there's criticism. And I was at a conference this last week when I was tweeting. And sometimes I can be critical when I live tweet, but I hope I'm always critical with a constructive element to it.
Ah, well, that I've done. I've been critical about an event, and I've never been invited again.
Ah. It really depends where people are on the Twitter spectrum on this, I guess, as to how they feel about it.
I didn't think it was an unfair criticism, and I think they're, you know, a bit thin-skinned to have taken it to heart, but there we go.
Yeah, No, I've been there. I've been there. Yeah. You're not alone.
It's like critiquing the content rather than the presenter. Or,
yes.
But for the people who are involved within that sort of that Twitter conversation, it can really add to a conference experience if other people are pulling in things that they've done locally or asking questions of the Twitter group. I think it's something that you can concentrate on whilst you're listening to a speaker, and people might not think that's possible.
Yeah.
But I certainly feel that I can chat about something and listen at the same time.
And that's why I tweeted right through the conference I was at this last week in Sheffield. It was so that I could record it for myself, but also so I could comment on it and analyse it while I was there. I think it's adding this commentary, which is really valuable through live tweeting, so you're actually getting people to think about the topic.
Exactly. I feel that there is that reflective element, which is why I try to encourage students to do it, but even ourselves, because you've got to reflect, distill what is the key message, what is the key learning from that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time on live tweeting. It's been very interesting. I think that's all we've got time for. So we're signing off now.
We're signing off. Goodbye and thank you.